This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Obviously, I hate to tell folks, even the general area where we get our information from concerning the White House, because the media has a big field day with it and then tries to shut off the sources. But I was on the phone very, very late last night talking to multiple sources, and then I called Roger Stone about 11 Texas time, midnight his time. We talked for over an hour, and he confirmed a lot of what I was learning from other sources. And, of course, Roger is one of the only people now that Trump still routinely talks to outside of the White House. Now, I don't know how much Roger will get into today, but I, from my other sources, separately have exactly what happened with Comey. Comey was compromised and had been compromised for a long time. And was being clearly manipulated by deep state sources to try to exert pressure onto the White House to have the White House carry out the deep state's political aims with this whole fake Russia narrative that if they didn't basically do what John McCain and others wanted, they would continue on with hearings and try to impeach the president. So they're blackmailing the president with this fake Russia narrative. Senator Rand Paul obviously knows all about this. He's come out and said that's basically what it is as well. It's a good riddance to Comey. Comey ignored crimes that were ultra massive. And he followed the orders of the attorney general, who was so corrupt she would sit there and, you know, meet on airplanes with Bill Clinton on the tarmac while he was under criminal investigation by her agency, Loretta Lynch. That's one area. But it's also the fact that Comey is seen as weak and as very, very manipulative, but in a candy-ass way. Lordy, 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 I didn't know. Well, my goodness, I had two doors I could go down. I had one door that was covered up, and I had other door that was getting involved in the politics, and lordy, lordy. Comey has the FBI standing in the way of prosecuting the Clintons for being on the Russian payroll, being on the Chinese payroll 50 times what the Russians were. I mean, it's the Chinese that are up our you-know-what. I mean, it's the Chinese that are almost in control of this country in many respects. I mean, we are in deep trouble as a sovereign nation. There's major geopolitical jockeying going on right now. That's why Henry Kissinger is at the White House today. Henry Kissinger, codenamed Bohr, was in Army intelligence throughout World War II, helped set up the Bilderberg Group, everything. And he was a double agent to the Russians. That's come out in congressional testimony. And he's one of the main advisors of Vladimir Putin. So that's major back-channel deals going on. And I'm not saying that he is a Russian agent. He was a Russian double, triple agent back in World War II and afterwards. But really, he's an agent of the globalists. And so there's major power jockeying. I've told the president this myself in person, and I've said it here on the broadcast 100 times at least, and I'm going to say it again when we come back and Roger Stone joins us. We're not looking for trouble. We're not looking for revolution. We're not looking for bloodbaths. The globalists and their leftist hordes and their refugees are here to destabilize the West and are trying to push a narrative of violence and overthrow and kill the police and war in the streets and all this garbage. And we are involved in dereliction of duty if we don't do something about it. Now, they're saying Trump took a gamble by firing Comey. The Democrats wanted him fired 3 months ago. Now they wake up on the other side of the bed and suddenly, you know, they love Comey. Trump has to drop the hammer on him. His attorney general has to start the moves for the indictments right now. So that's what needs to happen right now. And then Trump will be the superstar president we need who restores the republic. He's already doing economically and militarily. Obviously, he's an American president. We haven't had that in a while. Say what you want about him. That's why the elites are pissed, because we've actually got somebody in there that really does care about the interests of this country. All the special interests that have been raping us forever are now freaking out, realizing there's a new sheriff in town. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, President Trump, 45, told Comey, the incredibly political globalist operative that had been protecting the Clintons for many years, he told him, "You're fired." And there went Comey. And now the Democrats are acting like it is the end of the world. They're saying it's Nixonian. We've got to impeach President Trump. When they're the ones just 3 months ago calling for him to be fired. Look at some of these headlines from DrudgeReport.com. Rand Paul says, good riddance. Durbin calls it a grave constitutional issue. McCain, more shoes to drop. Some Dems want emergency hearings. Chaos, turmoil, agents crying. What a load of bull. Most of the agents, it's been confirmed, absolutely could not stand coming. All the big scandals. Well, the media and Congress is saying, basically, and the White House is saying it was he didn't know the chain of command and did whatever he wanted to. And now they're saying Comey sought more money for Russian probe days before he was fired, officials say. Washington Post. Well, Trump was tweeting last week. Why aren't you looking at the uranium deals and Hillary and the Podestas? Why aren't you looking at her meeting secretly with Putin? Why aren't you involved with her in Communist China or the OPM hack? Why is it all General Flynn went and got paid to go on RT television, and he had gigs with the Germans and the British and the Turks and everybody else, you know, when he was in a private citizen? That's the big bottom of the rabbit hole here. So joining us from the airport, flying to New York to be on the Today Show tomorrow, in 2 days, his big Netflix show, Get Me Roger Stone, that yours truly is also in, is set to premiere. It's got amazing ratings from the critics that have already seen it. So I look forward to seeing that, obviously. Netflix, Get Me Roger Stone, the notorious GOP operative, plays both narrator and villain. So, Get Me Roger Stone, that is coming up in T-minus 48 hours on Netflix. But going to Roger Stone, he's got a Fox News crew and a bunch of other crews following him around at the airport, giving us the first exclusive today on exactly what is breaking down and happening with Comey. Roger, let's go over from your sources.
Well, some interesting contretemps today, Alex. Politico published a story which claimed that I had persuaded the president to fire James Comey. CNN picked that story up from Politico. I am not the source of that story, nor have I claimed anything of the kind, because as I have said on this show many times, no one talks Donald Trump into anything. He's not some mannequin that you hand talking points to. And I have always declined to discuss the content or frequency of my conversations with the president.
Sure, I know, but you have – I mean, when we talked about this for over an hour last night, I get where you can go or you can't. The point is I have my sources. I called you. I checked out what they told me. You said that was pretty much dead on. But you want to get into any conversations you've had. But it is in the newspapers today that you are the source of the person that finally got the president to drop the hammer last week. Now, obviously, you're not taking credit for that. He is his own person. But I guess you can't speak to those reports?
Well, I'm not the I'm not the source of those reports, nor did I confirm them. But, Alex, I have spoken about this. I have talked about it. I've been calling for Mr. Comey's firing now for months. And beyond that, the idea that, I somehow persuaded the president is just not true. Now, as you know, any advice you do give the president, you're best to keep to yourself. The president has to have an expectation of confidentiality. So the president tweeted fake news. Roger Stone did not talk me into firing Comey. Well, that's true. I did not. And I never said I did, nor did I ever claim.
That's right. It's the media just going with this.
Yeah, you know, CNN picked it up from Politico. I didn't confirm it for Politico. I didn't confirm it for CNN. I'm not going to talk about any conversation I may or may not have had with the president. That's always been my policy, even here at InfoWars.
Certainly. Now,
But that said, the president's made a bold and I think the correct decision. Comey had no interest in the mega crimes by the Clintons. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. And as we both know, it was the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million-dollar bribes on matters not just uranium, but across the board. Yet Mr. Comey seemed to have no interest in those crimes, wasting his time investigating the non-existent Russian collusion. Again, there is no evidence whatsoever that would hold up in a court of law of any collusion between the Russian and officials in the Trump campaign. It's a canard. It's
sure, and Senator Paul has come out. Senator Paul has seen the intelligence. He's come out and said that's the case as well. They admit there's nothing there. But from my sources and what I was told, and then I called you last night, and you said, well, you talked to some of your sources, and that seemed to be right on target. It was that Comey was violating the chain of command, was seen as reckless, weird, constantly changing positions, and that he was just seen as overall kind of soft. And that's why the attorney general recommended he be removed.
My sources said the exact same thing that your sources said. That's 100% accurate. He seemed to be empire building. He didn't seem to be responsive to either the Congress or the executive branch. He seemed to believe he was a power unto himself with his own agenda. Only days ago saying, well, you're stuck with me for 6 years. Well, not so fast.
And by the way, you notice that he said he thought it was a joke when he first heard the news yesterday. Totally disconnected from reality.
The key thing, I think, is that I 100% support the president's decision. This had nothing to do with heading off a Russian investigation. Senators Warner, Feinstein, Franken, Congressman Schiff, Speier, Himes, they have nothing, Alex, nothing. They're holding it in their hands. They got nothing. It's bogus, and they're about to be humiliated if they continue down this path. The idea that this is like Richard Nixon and the Saturday Night Massacre is false for several reasons. First of all, Watergate had been in full bore for 18 months. Archibald Cox was specifically investigating Richard Nixon himself when Nixon fired Cox, making him a Cox sacker. In any event, this situation is not analogous. There is no allegation that the president himself was involved in any Russian collusion. There's no evidence to that effect.
Sure. Doesn't it take the wind out of their sails, Roger, that the Democrats just 3 months ago were calling for his sacking?
Yeah, well, 3 months ago. How about a day ago? Hillary Clinton was whining about this 2 days ago. She came out, as you saw, saying that Comey had cost her the election.
It was his fault and misogyny. Now she's saying it's horrible that he was fired.
Well, first of all, she's right about the misogyny issue. Her husband's misogyny was definitely a major factor in her defeat.
And let's give some credit. You helped engineer a lot of that.
Well, I think a lot of Americans were unaware of the record because back in the 80s, when Infowars.com did not exist, no Breitbart, no Daily Caller, no alternative media, the three major networks conspired to cover up the rape of Juanita Broderick. The three major networks conspired to cover up multiple sexual assaults by Bill. But more importantly, they covered up Hillary's actions to bully and intimidate and threaten Bill's victims.
Hillary is so entitled.
You cannot be an advocate for women when you are, you know, terrorizing them.
Now let's get into the meat and potatoes. This is only happening at the bottom of the hour. I got to do a Fox interview right now. Where is all this going? Because they're saying it's a constitutional crisis. They're saying they're going to have all these hearings like he's covering something up. Comey is running around doing whatever he wants to. And anybody that really actually studies it knows that. And we know, though, he wanted to expand the fake Russian investigation when we've all been saying lock Hillary up for her Russian connections, the uranium deals, the Chinese connections. I mean, it's so crazy that the Podestas, as you reported over a year ago, they knew that they were in deep with Russia, so they turned the whole narrative around, and then still we're letting the tail wag the dog here, Roger.
Classic disinformation. I must admit, a brilliant strategy by Podesta. Blame Donald Trump for doing exactly what he himself and the Clintons are doing, enriching themselves due to their ties with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. I'll tell you what really needs to happen now, and that is the majority, the Republican majority on the House and Senate Intelligence Committee need to grow a pair. Yes, we do need to investigate Susan Rice's misuse of surveillance material in violation of the law.
I was about to say, now we know Obama.
And when she knew it.
Obama ordered thousands of Americans in the election spied on for political control. That's all admitted now.
Well, in the hearing 2 days ago, we had James Clapper testifying. Mr. Clapper lied to the Congress about your metadata. He should have been fired then, and he should be a pariah today. Why would we believe anything he said after he got caught red-handed? Which, by the way, would not have happened if Edward Snowden had not stepped forward and exposed him.
I want to look at
the Republicans really on these two committees need to stop kowtowing to punks like Adam Schiff. And, you know, I saw one story on Susan Rice's refusal to testify. If Paul Manafort or Roger Stone or General Flynn refused to testify, well, you know, all hell would break loose. It would be a constitutional crisis. It would shake the republic to its foundation. This is nonsense. It's time to find out what Susan Rice did. It's time to find out what Obama knew and when he knew it.
Now, Roger, in the 10 minutes we have left, let me walk through the waterfront here with you. Kissinger at the White House today. Obviously, he's a top advisor to Vladimir Putin. But that's okay because, you know, he's establishment. Of course, Russia and the United States are talking. So that's happening right now, right as Lavrov arrives and slaps down Andrea Mitchell yet again. And so there's a lot of power playing going on in D.C. Right now. I've got some calls into my sources on that. But what's your intel on the major tectonic movements we see going on in D.C. geopolitically today?
Well, Alex, I've known Henry Kissinger since 1969. He started out as a disciple to Fritz Kramer and the hardliners, and he ended up being an advocate for détente with both the Russians and the Chinese. He's a skilled diplomat, and Donald Trump has decided to use Clinton to his advantage. Sure, you want somebody who knows Putin. What better way to have a back-channel dialogue? Originally, the Democrats were criticizing Tillerson because he knows Putin. The president himself told me having somebody who knows Putin is a plus, not a minus.
Yeah, that's what the executive branch is supposed to talk to the other leaders. How Congress is trying, the liberals are trying to paralyze the president where he can.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Establishment have been deeply involved with lots of multinational companies and foreign governments. With Trump, it's surprising how little Russian connections there are, knowing he's an international business magnate and, you know, real estate mogul. That said, the Democrats are never going to get off the offense. They're the ones who, their surrogates, saying kill the president, kill us, overthrow everyone. They're at war with us. They're funding the cop killing groups. They're funding all the social distortion garbage. They're a clear and present danger running around inside our country. And so I'm not calling for authoritarianism. They're an authoritarian threat. And so we need the attorney general to go after the Clintons, to go after Obama, to go after them all. They want a war. They need to get one. I know in my gut, but also historically, If he doesn't go all out constitutionally with the right thing to do and get really aggressive politically and really start getting them back on their heels, they're not going to stop. They're going to make stuff up. They're going to dig stuff up. They're going to twist it, and they're going to try to remove the president. Now, am I wrong? Can he just let them sit there and do this forever?
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're 100% right. Look, we saw how the Democrats politicized Watergate, and they used it to undo one of the greatest political landslides in American history. They couldn't win at the ballot box, so they removed Nixon through this extrajudicial process. It's the same thing here, which is why I say, again, the majority on the Senate Intelligence Committee need to vote to subpoena Mr. Podesta, his brother, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Chelsea Clinton. They should be compelled to testify about their gas deal, their banking deal, their uranium deal. You know, they're the people who have been in bed with Putin. It is not conjecture. It's not a conspiracy theory. These are cold, hard facts.
Cut and dry.
And it's time for the Senate and House Republicans to show a little backbone.
Well, exactly. They're the ones that have done all the stuff selling us out to globalism. We get a real president trying to revert power back to the country. Doesn't mean you agree with every policy, but he really is being the president right now. All these special interests are pissed. They've involved themselves in corporate international espionage, transferring power to this crony capitalist offshore combine, and they want to go on the offense and call for our deaths and all this other crap. It's time to go on the offense against these people.
Well, and you put your finger on it. It's time for Attorney General Sessions to convene a grand jury and send for Hillary. I'm sure he has many, many, many questions for her.
That's right, because they're not stopping.
Email.
I'm sorry, go ahead. They're coming after America with everything they've got trying to destroy us, and they're the criminals. Then let's let them have it. Sorry, go ahead. We have nothing to lose but running over these people.
I could not agree more. It's time for the Republican Party, particularly the established Republican Party, to show some backbone. We have to fight the way the Democrats are. They are trying to undo the election. That is their goal. They're unhappy with what the people decided, and now they would like to remove Trump, discredit him, destabilize him. And as the New Yorker proved, I guess it was New York, no, the New Yorker proved, there's an active cabal to try to declare him insane and remove him under the 25th Amendment because they don't like his policies. Think about that for a moment. We had a president who was a sexual assaulter of women, but we're claiming that Donald Trump's crazy? Please.
I mean, Bill Clinton's clearly completely insane. So is Hillary. All right, StoneColdTruth.com, big Netflix show coming out in 2 days. I know you're going to be in New York tomorrow doing the rounds. Please come on sometime tomorrow with us on the eve of the TV premiere because this is going to be a real documentary. I really look forward to seeing this with Roger Stone. In closing here, Roger, what else do you think the president needs to do?
Well, I think he's, from a political point of view, he is now finally getting to tax reform, and this is an issue that unites all wings of the party and the movement. He's got to get out there and sell his vision for a growing economy and his bona fides as a job creator. We've dallied too long with Obamacare. I'm glad we got it repealed, but it at least in the House. But it's now time to move to the core issue that won us the election, the stagnant economy and the fact that Barack Obama has run the country into the ground.
It's the economy,
I'm
stupid.
I'm glad to see the president listening to people like Larry Kudlow instead of listening to people like his own economic advisor, Gary Cohn, the former chairman of Goldman, liberal Democrat, who I guarantee you voted for Hillary Clinton.
Amazing. I guess Trump thinks he's keeping his enemies closer. I know this. On the jobs, on the stock market, on the sovereignty issue, on killing TPP, he's totally delivered. Cutting the IRS funding, cutting the UN funding by half. He's done a lot of great things. That's why they're so mad at him. But his compromises only make them think he's weak. So I just hope he just continues to steamroller right over the top of him, Roger Stone.
Amen, brother. I'm with you 100%.
All right. Well, I'll call you after the show today once you get to New York because we always have to talk about some of the things that are developing. We got 30 seconds left. Any other tidbits I forgot to ask?
You can help the fight for a free press in the First Amendment by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting your copy of The Making of the President 2016 or any of the great products there. This is crucial if we're going to have a vibrant and robust alternative media.
That's right. Thank you. We're changing the world. That's why we're under attack. Our listeners are the backbone of the restoration of human liberty. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good evening. There are reports tonight that President Nixon has ordered Attorney General Elliot Richardson to fire the special Watergate prosecutor Archibald Cox.
Scholars are comparing this to Nixon's Saturday Night Massacre. What do you make of those comparisons?
Well, I think that's ridiculous. This is just the most preposterous pretext. This is an investigator who is investigating the White House. And he was just fired by the White House. This doesn't happen in the United States except on October 20th, 1973, when Richard Nixon fired Archibald Cox.
People see this as a real threat. I think we've taken a step away from rule of law toward the rule of a small group of people. And I also want to say that as a result of that, I feel vindicated because I said that Donald Trump had become president, and he has become president, President Nixon.
It just harkens back, I think, to some of the most tainted actions by President Nixon.
Let's remember that we face a looming constitutional crisis, very much like happened in 1973, the Midnight Massacre. This episode has very much the feel of that chapter in our history, one that we should not repeat.
Cox, Archibald Cox, fire him!
Richard Nixon's on his knees. He sent so many over.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I think I should just open the phones up and play some clips of what's been unfolding. But this really makes me feel good about President Trump, in that he has fired Comey that stood there while Loretta Lynch met on airplanes with Bill Clinton breaking the law while he was under criminal investigation. Lynch, who sat there with all the WikiLeaks info coming out, how they were coordinating with the White House on the cover-up crimes, the uranium deals to Russia, the sellout of our technology to China. I mean, the Clintons have been protected by the FBI for decades from the highest levels committing their crimes. And then all the WikiLeaks pedophile information that the New York Police Department wanted to release, but the FBI basically shut down. Now, am I saying the FBI are evil people on average? Certainly not. In fact, it's some of the most anti-globalist folks out there are mid-level FBI agents who are aware of what's happening. But at the top of this country, it is just incredibly corrupt. And Donald Trump is restoring our military, restoring our sovereignty, restoring our economy, restoring our pride. If Russia was our enemy, and if Russia was controlling President Trump, they would not be doing any of this. The first thing a Russian compromised operative would do would keep coal banned. We have enough coal for over 1,000 years with clean burning systems in the United States, conservatively. There's more coal than natural gas, oil, you name it, can buy. And when Trump said all that coal is back on the table, it made gas prices in Russia plunge, and that's Russia's main export. But see, that's if you're actually geopolitically informed. It wasn't to hurt Russia, it's to help the United States. Sorry! That's the kind of stuff Trump did. The globalists actually had deals multinationally with the Saudi Arabians and others to not bring the coal online, to not bring the oil online. And Trump's ending all that. Now, some will argue that it'll drive down energy prices so low that it causes some type of stall out in the economy. Trump's just letting the free market in. He thinks it'll correct itself. And so far, you see amazing exuberance in the economy right as the time we were going over the edge of an economic cliff. So, I have seen people go from being totally enthusiastic about Trump to, by about 100 days in, we're now 111 days in, really being disillusioned with President Trump. One bellwether example of that is that we were selling probably 500 Trump Pence 2020 shirts a day until about day 70, when Trump started to go sideways with that bad health care bill and then the going after Assange. And those are some big, big black marks, pock marks on the face of Trump's agenda. And I don't know why he did those things. A lot of it is it's his adjuncts are just doing whatever they want, like McMaster and others. I like Sessions. He's a good, honorable man. I agree with him about 90% of stuff, but he wants to go back to like 1960s laws where you get locked up for 10 years in prison for a marijuana cigarette. That's just ridiculous. The drug war is a joke. Does that mean I agree with the drug culture? Absolutely not. I'm just saying, the way it's working isn't working. Mexico is the second most dangerous country in the world. 130,000 people in the last decade killed there that they know of. Something like 200,000 missing. Talking about 300 plus thousand people. And we don't want to end up like that, folks. That's the drug war for you. Look at Chicago, the only place in this hemisphere more dangerous than Mexico City. Chicago. People are fleeing Chicago en masse. We had a story about that yesterday that was linked up on drudgereport.com. I want to give the toll-free number out. I want to take your phone calls. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I look at President Trump, and I look at the good new Supreme Court justice. I look at the word that Kennedy's going to be stepping down soon. These are godsends. The fact that He's got, what, 10 new judges that are all super conservative going in this month? And then hundreds more vacancies are about to be filled, and every person he's getting is hardcore conservative, hardcore constitutionalist. I mean, night and day compared to the Democrats. Absolute night and day. He is delivering. If he wasn't delivering on our agenda, the globalists wouldn't be calling for his death and his destruction, his impeachment and his overthrow 24/7. So again, you're selling 500 shirts a day. It isn't about selling the shirts. It's a bellwether. And then you start selling 30, 40, 50 a day after he starts going sideways. Listen, we need winter patriots, not sunshine patriots. If you don't see Trump isn't moving the ball down the field by light years, if you don't see the enemy is absolutely crapping their drawers, if you don't see the fact that global corporate crony capitalism is a nightmare system and that Trump's opposing it and using that system to our advantage now, then you're not paying attention. I'm not even a pragmatist about this. I'm a purist in what I do so that we can try to set a benchmark. But the fact is, Trump is winning 9 out of 10 rounds with the globalists right now. And he's compromising on some issues to get it done with Congress. And I like how the second bill that's now passed the House is much better than the first one. So the process is starting to actually work. Trump's getting a lot done that's good. That's why they hate him. And that's why I'm supporting him. And this Comey thing is so good. It's good. And we have to understand that the old Republican leadership, most of them are just a bunch of country club people. They were put into power because they're yes men. They're a bunch of lawyers who played ball for 20, 30 years before they even get into Congress. And you look at all those cowards, Republican and Democrat, in the Senate and the House. You know, the old blue bloods that are in there, they are so scared to death of mainstream media. They think Bill Maher's cool. They think Stephen Colbert's really cool. They think TV's impressive. They think it's a big deal to be on the news, and they're all proud to be on CNN and Fox. It's an embarrassment to be on those shows playing along with all that. That's the old world, the old facade, rotting, decayed. Another big wind blows by, it's going to completely collapse. Much of it has already fallen down. And so they really are scared when they get home that their wife or their husband will say, I saw you getting bashed on TV, or you don't want to get called a Russian agent. When that's the old dying facade. Trump knows it's an old dying facade. It's the corrupt takeover for the last 50 years in this country. It's illegitimate. It's authoritarian. It's anti-free market and anti-American fundamentally because it wants to mount our head on the wall. It had to struggle for decades to get control. And it doesn't like real competition. It doesn't like strength. It doesn't like honorable systems. It's a ruling elite that want high-tech feudalism. Dumbed-down, servile, idiot populations, educated to be morons, educated idiots. It's in the social engineering codes for 100 years. The big banking associations wrote letters and had quarterly meetings about it in, you know, the 1890s about we got too many educated people. Everybody's reading. Everybody knows too much. They're totally unruly. We've got to get public education in place and dumb these people down. We've got to get full control. And they've done it to a great extent. But it doesn't matter. You get half the population sucking their thumb and not knowing which end is up. Can't find the rear end with both hands. The elite want people like that to control them. But imagine when there's not many people that are actually informed and involved. It's almost an advantage to those of us that know the truth because there's so many more of us that are awake than there are the tiny globalist group. See, you got the big mass of dumbed-down people. You got a large mass of people that's still a minority that knows what's going on. Then you've got the tiny elite that knows what's going on, helped induce the stupidity of the masses, and is hoping we'll just join them on feeding on the idiots. But if you turn the public into animals, it blows back on your family. You don't escape that culture. You don't escape all the gangster culture. You don't escape all this trash out there. That's the elite's greatest lie to themselves, is you can do horrible things to people and not have it come back on you. That's not how the universe works, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how the elites operate, Zach. Real charming, real nice. Come on, Alex. We used to be like you. We used to be romantics. You're not going to succeed in this crusade. You either be a star or fail. The public wants to tear you apart. They're never going to care about you. They're never going to like you. You can't help them. You just need to join us and hope you can influence things for the better, being part of the actual elite. And that's the speech you get over and over again. That's the speech you get. Do the right thing for your family, Alex. Just join us. You can trust us. We want to work with you. You see how it all works? Even a lot of our high-level people don't get the whole thing. We could really use somebody like you. And you're supposed to go, oh, really? I can fly around in private helicopters and jets. I can go be part of this whole system. And then I could be a vampire culturally and play along with the deception and wage war against my own species. You know what? No, thank you. And now here we are. More than 18 years after I refused the first buy-off. And you could see we changed the world together, and we're making it a better place. And we're turning the corner because we believe in humanity. We believe in justice. We believe in prosperity. We believe in God. We don't believe in evil. We don't use evil systems just because it can advance us physically, monetarily, temporally. Because you use that power, the ring. The rings of power as an archetype. You use evil technology. You use systems of deception, the knowledge of evil. It poisons the world and poisons you, and then you don't even recognize why you get more and more evil once you give into it. And it's because it's a virus in your soul, and it's slowly taking you over until one day you never wake up, and something else is running you, and now you've given over your psyche, your soul. It's like a brain transplant has been put into your body, and you're dead. You're cut off from God, and you're just some empty, robotic, biological android replicant demon roaming around at award shows and posing and into your own little emptiness. I have been around billionaires, globalists, sellouts of the system. And they're like scared robots. They're just like crazed, weird, fumbling morons. And then there are people who are in the system but still have a soul, and they're totally freaked out and scared. And the system's there to intimidate them, try to take their money away, try to destroy them, go after their families. If they dare stick their head up. And Hollywood's the worst model of control, and all the, quote, beautiful people that go there to be somebody. And Hollywood didn't make them somebody. Hollywood stole their greatness and then created a fiction around it. When they could have gone out in the world and built whole new systems. But they had it stolen from them. But the devil convinces you can sell your soul. You can't sell your soul. You can convince yourself you've sold your soul, like the Faustian deal, but never know you could get out of it at any time. The devil doesn't give you any of this. The devil's just kind of steps out of your way as long as you're used as a tool to hurt other people and then lets you have power within this false system when you already had the birthright and the full control of the planet from the day you were born. The devil was put in there in front of that like a gatekeeper that you've got to make it through. Instead of interfacing with the devil, this whole system, and having your destiny stolen from you. We're going to go to break, come back. I'm going to start taking your phone calls. Got a bunch of clips to get to as well. If listeners will just commit to spreading the articles, the videos every day to friends and family and neighbors and community and strangers, or just tell people about the local stations you're listening to, or send in $100 to the different stations you're listening to, or support their sponsors, or become a sponsor, we'll continue to expand. in the face of the enemy's attacks. If you'll just commit to sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com for high-quality, fluoride-free, iodine/colloidal silver toothpaste, Super Blue, back in stock. You get 10% off additionally, and then it just each month comes in. You can cancel any time. Or you can do it every 3 months, 6 months, whatever you want. We are about to sell out of DNA Force. We're about to sell out of X2, the good halogen. Find out why it's so special. We have a review of the day from Brain Force, from Lineman 101, 84 PA. They are telling you the truth. This supplement really is amazing, giving me a positive, highly focused attitude throughout the day. Excellent memory recall and smooth, consistent throughout process to multitask different projects simultaneously. All of this without the crash you get from caffeine and without the next day fog of other supplements. I have and will continue to recommend Brain Force Plus to everyone I know. And now it's got 20% more each bottle. Go see the thousands and thousands of reviews on third-party sites like Power Reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And know that you're getting great products and you're also funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists so we can be strong. That's why they hate free markets. Because you can vote for quality and vote for things that culturally support your vision of the world, and then you can empower and create communities. The globalists want centralized systems to siphon off all your money and wealth to build systems that are anti-human. That's why they want to kill free market.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
We have a highly entrenched crime syndicate calls itself globalism. Globalism is simply a means to an end to carry out their eugenics program of the technotronic silicon merger with human life forms and their advanced species off-world breakaway civilization DARPA program. Now, I told you about that 19 years ago is when I really learned about it. I've been on air a few years. And now you notice it's Elon Musk, everything I said word for word, all over the news, every day. They're just normalizing it all right now. We're not in Kansas anymore. We're in the year 2017. The globalist technology, 2050. They already believe they have sentient AI computers. Let's just say they're good enough to fool top engineers. But it doesn't matter if they don't have a soul or aren't conscious, because they're wired in to billions of people's actions every day. And they can build algorithms to track everything you do and predict what you're going to do before you even know it. The end of free will. Total digital enslavement. The de-evolution of man. And they're getting us ready for it, saying no mothers and no fathers. No family unit. No, just take drugs and watch TV and just bliss out. And you journey towards species extinction will be complete. Very selfish move. And the people running the planet are creating new species as fast as they can. Every few hours, a new species is created. A new species. A new species of virus. A new species of bacteria. A new species of animal / plant / insectoid / silicon. It's already here. Synthetic nanotech humanoids. Yeah, the robot cats were back in the 60s. The robot rats were in the 80s. The robot roaches in the 70s. It's beyond robots now, boys and girls. I want to go to Robert, Beth, Ben, Adam, Harry, go to all of you. But you've got to ask yourself, why is this broadcast so hated? It's the same reason Trump's hated. Because we believe in human empowerment. We believe in free market. We believe in open societies. Notice George Soros calls his group the open society because he wants the opposite of an open society. He wants to import the refugees so we can bow to them. It's disgusting. All right, I'm going to go to break. I promise I'm going to come back and go right to Ben and Adam and Harry and Robert and Beth and everybody else. Toll free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I don't think I know. Trump needs to go on the offense against the criminals who have been sold out to communist China and Russia and everybody else, or they're going to hoist him up on their own crimes. And this going after Comey is hopefully the beginning of him fulfilling his promise. He's fulfilled so many others to lock her up. Hillary Clinton wants to shut down the free press. She wants to have us all arrested. You are offensively trying to launch a totalitarian takeover, Democrats. And I got a little news for you. Turnabout's fair play. All's fair in love and war. And so, we'll see if Trump's for real. Because if he doesn't move offensively against them when he has the constitutional right and duty, he will be destroyed by his inaction. He'll be back with hour number two.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the years,